नमस्सर्वेभ्यः. अद्य सिद्धान्तकौमुद्याः बहुव्रीहिसमासप्रकरणे षष्ठः पाठः. मार्च् मासस्य त्रिंशः दिनाङ्कः. येनाक्षरसमाम्नायमधिगम्यमहेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः. वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्. मुनित्रयम् नमस्कृत्य तदुक्तिः परिभाव्य च वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुदीयम् विरच्यते. सो फर्स्ट्ली ऐ एम् सारी दट् ऐ डु नाट् हाव् अ स्लैड् शो टुडे. ऐ डिड् नाट् फैण्ड् द टैम् टु टैप् इट् औट् एण्ड् क्रियेट् द स्लैड् शो, बट् ऐ डिड् नाट् वाण्ट् टु केन्सल् द क्लास् अस् वि आर् आल्रेडी लर्निङ्ग् शार्ट् आफ् टैम्. So today we will just directly read from the text and understand it. I will create a PPT and then I'll upload it. But for the today's class, we are just directly reading from the text. If you have the text with you, you can have it with you as for reference, because I have a soft copy. This is the one which I could find and it's not very clear, but I'll still read it out so you might be able to follow it. If you have your text at hand, you can also use it. So we were doing samasantas in bahuvrihi. Bahuvrihi samasa vidhanam adhitam tatra pumvad bhavopi adhitaha tataha bahuvrihau samasantaha adhiyamanaha santi. So there's one more thing which I wanted to let you know. We had a file for samasantas in tatpurusha, if you remember. There was an excel where we could enter the samasantas for quick reference. So for bahuvrihi, I thought it will be good if you can take up that, any of you or all of you together, it's up to you, but you have to update that samasanta file and according to the format. I mean, you have already seen how it is, there is already a predefined format, so if you can just update it, it will be useful for you at the time of examinations. Because samasanta, it is impossible to study it sutra by sutra and remember it. So unless it is in the form of a quick reference table, you will not be able to study or remember it. So you can discuss amongst yourselves and tell me how you are going to update it. If you send me the file, I'll just see if there are any corrections and I'll let you know. So we will continue with this. We are in Ach as Samasanta. Right, we are doing Nasika, yes, Nas, Ainasika yaha, Nasancha Sthulat, it is Utram Antimamasi. So the Nasika gets Ach and also gets Nas as the Adesha. So the next sutra which we are studying is Suprata, Sushva, Sudiva, Shari Kuksha, Chaturashra, Enipada, Vajapada, Proshtapadaha. It is Utram. एकपदात्मकं सूत्रं यत्र बहवः बहूनि पदानि सन्ति. इदं निपातनम् इति उच्यते. सिद्धप्रक्रियस्य आदेशः निपातनम्. सो वाट् वि जनरलि सी इन् अ सूत्र इस् पाणिनि गिव्स् द प्रकृति एण्ड् हि सेस् ओके एड् दिस् प्रत्यय आर् डू दिस् कार्य. एण्ड् देर् आर् सम् केसस् वेर् हि सिम्प्लि गिव्स् अ रेडिमेड् फार्म् एण्ड् सेस् दिस् इस् द रैट् फार्म्. यु हेव् टु अस्यूम् वाट् इस् द कार्य विच् हेस् हेपन्ड् बिहैण्ड् दट् हौ वि डिरैव् इट्. सो हियर् the sutrartha says, ete bahuvrihayah ach pratyayantah nipatyante. Sarvepi bahuvrihi samasah ach iti samasantam krutva nipatanam kriyate. So the form given there, suprata, sushva, sudiva, sharikuksha, chaturashra, enipada, ajapada, proshthapada. Eight words are given. So they all already have ach added to it. Okay, so we have to, I mean, if we look at the samasa, we will know to which word ach is added. So suprataha, shobhanam prataha, yes, saha. Prataha, this is synonym to suprabhatam, what we use quite often. It means somebody, to whom the morning is good. So when we say in greeting as suprabhatam, suprabhatam or Suprabhatam, as in this, is just a good morning. But you can say Suprataha Bhuyaha, somebody to tell to a person saying let him have a good morning. So Shobhanam Prataha Asya. Su Ityasya Pratar Iti Avyayena Saha Samasaha. प्रातर इति रेफान्तः तत्र अच् इति समासान्तः क्रियते एंड देन द रेफा इज आल्सो डिलीटेड देयर दैट इज हाउ यू हैव सुप्रातः ओके व्हाई देयर इज अ निपातना इज in addition to that ach there is also something else which is happening because if you add just ach to supratar it becomes supratarah supratara which is not the form desired it is just suprata that is why it is given as a nipatana so in addition to adding ach there is also the lopa by the nipatana itself shobhanam shvaha asya sushvaha so he to whom tomorrow is good शोभनम श्वः अस्य श्वः इत्यपि श्वस इति अव्ययम् सु इत्यस्य श्वस इत्यनेन समासः अच् समासान्तः शोभनम दिवा अस्य सुदिवः इहु द डे टाइम दिवा नाम दिनम इत्यर्थः सो शोभनम दिवा अस्य सुदिवः शारिरिव कुक्षिः अस्य शारिः नाम पक्षी शारिः इव कुक्षी कुक्षिः So he who has a stomach like a bird, that is he who eats very little, ityarthe, shari kukshi, shari ityasya kukshi ityanena samasaha, shari kukshi a, yasya ticha ityanena ikarasya lope, shari kukshaha, chatasraha ashrayaha yasya, ashrihi, ashri is a corner, chatasraha ashrayaha, that which has four corners is chaturashraha, chaturashra is a rectangle. Right, so that which has four corners. Enyaha iva padau asya. Eni is a female deer. Okay. So enyaha iva padau asya. Eni padaha. So that which has feet like deer, shaped like the feet of deer. Ajasya iva padau asya. So his feet are shaped like that of a goat. Okay. Ajapadaha. प्रोष्ठपदः प्रोष्ठः नाम गौः सो कौ सो प्रोष्ठस्य एव पादौ अस्य सः प्रोष्ठपदः प्रोष्ठपद इज आल्सो द नेम ऑफ अ स्टार भाद्रपद इज आल्सो कॉल्ड प्रोष्ठपद प्रोबब्ली बिकॉज ऑफ द शेप ऑफ द स्टार्स इन दट कॉन्स्टलेशन सो दीज एट वर्ड्स आर गिवन एज अ निपातन थ्रू दिस सूत्र सुप्रात सुश्व सुदिव एटसेट्रा नै दुःसुभ्यः हलिसख्योः अन्यतरस्याम् इति अग्रिमं सूत्रम् त्रीणि पदानि सन्ति नै दुःसुभ्यः हलिसख्योः अन्यतरस्याम् इति अच् इति अनुवर्तते बहुव्रीहौ इति अनुवर्तते अच् स्यात् एव नै दुःसुभ्यः दट् इस् वेन् प्रिसीडेड् बै नै दुस् एण्ड् सु हलिसख्योः For the words Hali and Sakhi, Anyatarasyam, optionally, Vikalpena Achbhavati, Ityarthaha, Ahalaha Ahalihi, Avidyamana Halihi Yasyasaha. So, Hali is a hala, a plow, a large plow is called Hali. So, he who does not have a plow, probably a farmer who does not have a plow, is called a Halihi or Ahalaha. अविद्यमाना हलिः यस्य सः इत्यनेन समासे नयोस्त्यर्थानां वाच उत्तरपदलोपः इत्यनेन उत्तरपदस्य लोपे अहलि इति भवति तत्र अच् इति समासान्ते अहलि अ यस्यति च इति इकारस्य लोपे अहल अहलः समासान्तस्य अभावे अहलिः एवम् असक्तः असक्तिः सक्तिशब्दः अच् प्रत्यये कृते इकारस्य लोपे असक्तः अथवा असक्तिः एवं दुःसुभ्याम् दुस् अथवा दुर् इति उपसर्गाभ्याम् परस्य हलिशब्दस्य शब्दस्य तदन्तस्य बहुव्रीहेः अच् समासान्तः एवं सु इत्यस्मात् दुर्हलिः दुःसक्तिः एवं सुहलिः सुसक्तिः शक्त्योः इति पाठान्तरम् हलिसख्योः इत्यस्ति हलिशक्त्योः इत्यपि पाठान्तरम् देयर इज आल्सो पाठान्तर दट इज अरिङ्ग् वेरियण्ट् वेर् इट् रीड्स् हलि शक्त्योः द वर्ड्स् हलि एण्ड् शक्ति अविद्यमाना शक्तिः यस्य सः हि हु डस् नाट् हाव् स्ट्रेङ्थ् इत्यर्थे ಅಶಕ್ತಃ ಅಶಕ್ತಿ ಇತಿ ರೂಪದ್ವಯಂ ಸಿದ್ಧ್ಯತಿ. ನಿತ್ಯಮಸಿಚ್ ಪ್ರಜಾಮೇಧಯೋಃ ಪದತ್ರಯಮಸ್ತಿ. ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಅಸಿಚ್ ಪ್ರಜಾಮೇಧಯೋಃ ಇತಿ ನೈದುಸ್ಸುಭ್ಯಃ ಫಲಿಸಖ್ಯೋಃ ಇತ್ಯತಃ ನೈದುಸ್ಸುಭ್ಯಃ ಇತಿ ಅನುವರ್ತತೆ ಬಹುವ್ರೀಹೇಃ ಇತಿ. ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಅಸಿಚ್ ಭವತಿ ಪ್ರಜಾಮೇಧಯೋಃ. ಸೊ ವೆನ್ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಪ್ರಜಾ ಅಂಡ್ ಮೇಧ ಆರ್ ಪ್ರಿಸೀಡೆಡ್ ಬೈ ನೈ ದುಸ್ ಆರ್ ಸು, ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಅಸಿಚ್ ಆಸ್ ದ ಸಮಾಸಾಂತ. ಅಸಿಚ್ ಇತ್ಯತ್ರ ಅಸ್ ಇತ್ಯೇವ ಶಿಷ್ಯತೆ. ಚಕಾರಸ್ಯ ಹಲಂತ್ಯಂ ಇತ್ಯನೇನ ಸಂಜ್ಞಾಲೋಪಃ, ಇಕಾರಸ್ಯ ಉಪದೇಶೇ ಜನುನಾಸಿಕೇತ ಇತ್ಯನೇನ ಸಂಜ್ಞಾಲೋಪಃ ಅಸ್ ಇತಿ ಭವತಿ. ಪ್ರಜಾ ಅಸ್ ಸ್ಥಿತೆ ಆಕಾರಸ್ಯ ಲೋಪೆ ಪ್ರಜಸ್ ಇತಿ ಸಕಾರಾಂತಂ. ಏವಂ ಮೇಧಾ ಅಸ್ ಆಕಾರಸ್ಯ ಯಸ್ಯತಿ ಚ ಇತ್ಯನೇನ ಲೋಪೆ ಮೇಧಸ್ ಇತಿ ಸಕಾರಾಂತಂ ಭವತಿ. ಸೊ ದ ಆಕಾರಾಂತ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಪ್ರಜಾ ಅಂಡ್ ಮೇಧಾ ಆರ್ ಕನ್ವರ್ಟೆಡ್ ಇಂಟು ಸಕಾರಾಂತ. ನೈದುಸ್ಸುಭ್ಯಃ ಇತ್ಯೇವ ಅಪ್ರಜಾಃ ಅವಿದ್ಯಮಾನ ಪ್ರಜಾ ಯಸ್ಯ ಸಹ ಅಪ್ರಜಾಃ ಇತಿ ಏಕವಚನಂ. ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಸಿಂಗ್ಯುಲರ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಲೈಕ್ ವೇಧಾಃ ವೇಧಸೌ ವೇಧಸಃ ವೇಧಸ್ ಶಬ್ದವದ್ ರೂಪಾಣಿ ಭವಂತಿ. ಅಪ್ರಜಸ್ ಇತಿ ಪ್ರಾತಿಪದಿಕಂ ಅಪ್ರಜಾಃ ಅಪ್ರಜಸೌ ಅಪ್ರಜಸಃ. ಸೊ ಅಪ್ರಜಾಃ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಸಿಂಗ್ಯುಲರ್ ಅ ಮ್ಯಾನ್ ಹೂ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಅ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್. ಏವಂ ದುಷ್ಪ್ರಜಾಃ ದುಷ್ಟಾ ಪ್ರಜಾ ಯಸ್ಯ ಸಹ ದುಷ್ಪ್ರಜಾಃ ತದಪಿ ಏಕವಚನಂ. ಸುಪ್ರಜಾಃ ನೈ ದುಸ್ಸುಭ್ಯಃ. ಸೊ ವೆನ್ ಫಾಲೋಡ್ ಬೈ ಇನ್ ಅ ನೈ ಸಮ್ ವೆನ್ ಪ್ರಿಸೀಡೆಡ್ ಬೈ ನೈ ಆರ್ ದುಸ್ ಆರ್ ಸು. ಶೋಭನಾಃ ಶೋಭನಾ ಪ್ರಜಾ ಯಸ್ಯ ಸಹ ಸುಪ್ರಜಾಃ. ಪ್ರಜಾಶಬ್ದಸ್ಯ ತಥಾ ಮೇಧಾ ಶಬ್ದಸ್ಯ ಅಮೇಧಾಃ ಅವಿದ್ಯಮಾನ ಮೇಧಾ ಯಸ್ಯ ಸಹ ಹಿ ಹೂ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎನಿ ಇಂಟೆಲಿಜೆನ್ಸ್ ಅ ಫೂಲ್. ಅಮೇಧಸ್ ಶಬ್ದ ಸಕಾರಾಂತ ಅಮೇಧಾ ಅಮೇಧಸೌ ಅಮೇಧಸ. ದುರ್ಮೇಧಾ ದುಷ್ಟಾಮೇಧ ಯಸ್ಯ ಸಹ ದುರ್ ಇತ್ಯಸ್ಯ ಮೇಧಾ ಇತ್ಯನೇನ ಸಮಾಸಃ ಅಸಿಚಿ ಕೃತೆ ದುರ್ಮೇಧಸ್ ದುರ್ಮೇಧಾಃ ದುರ್ಮೇಧಸೌ ದುರ್ಮೇಧಸಃ. ಏವಂ ಸುಮೇಧಾಃ ಶೋಭನಾ ಮೇಧಾ ಯಸ್ಯ ಸಹ. ಸೊ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಕಂಪಲ್ಸರಿ ಅಸಿಚ್. ಓಕೆ, ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದುರ್ಮೇಧಾ. ಅಸಿಚ್ ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭವತಿ ದುರ್ಮೇಧಾಃ ಇತ್ಯೇವ ರೂಪಂ ಏವಂ ಅಪ್ರಜಾಃ ಇತ್ಯೇವ ರೂಪಂ. ಧರ್ಮಾದನಿಚ್ ಕೇವಲಾತ್ ಇತಿ ಅಗ್ರಿಮಂ ಸೂತ್ರಂ. ಪದತ್ರಯಮಸ್ತಿ ಧರ್ಮಾತ್ ಅನಿಚ್ ಕೇವಲಾತ್ ಇತಿ ಬಹುವ್ರೀಹೌ ಇತ್ಯನು ವರ್ತತೆ. ಕೇವಲಾತ್ ಪೂರ್ವಪದಾತ್ ಪರಃ ಯಃ ಧರ್ಮಶಬ್ದಃ ತದಂತಾತ್ ಬಹುವ್ರೀಹೇಃ ಅನಿಚ್ ಸ್ಯಾತ್. ಅನಿಚ್ ಇತಿ ಸಮಾಸಾಂತಃ ಕ್ರಿಯತೆ. ಪೂರ್ವಂ ಅಸಿಚ್ ಇತಿ ಅತ್ರ ಅನಿಚ್. ಅನಿಚ್ ಇತ್ಯತ್ರ ಅನ್ ಇತಿ ಶಿಷ್ಯತೆ. ಧರ್ಮ ಅನ್ ಅಕಾರಸ್ಯ ಲೋಪೇ ಧರ್ಮನ್ ಅಕಾರಾಂತಃ ಧರ್ಮಶಬ್ದಃ ನಕಾರಾಂತತ್ವೇನ ಪರಿವರ್ತ್ಯತೆ. ಕದಾ ಭವತಿ ಕೇವಲಾತ್ ಪೂರ್ವಪದಾತ್ ಪರಃ. ಓಕೆ, ವೆನ್ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ಧರ್ಮ ಇಸ್ ಪ್ರಿಸೀಡೆಡ್ ಬೈ ಅ ಸಿಂಗಲ್ ಪೂರ್ವಪದ, ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಬೈ ದ ಪೂರ್ವಪದ ಅಂಡ್ ನಥಿಂಗ್ ಅರ್ಲಿಯರ್. ಓಕೆ, ಸೊ ಕಲ್ಯಾಣ ಧರ್ಮ ಯಸ್ಯ ಸಹ ಇತಿ ಕಲ್ಯಾಣ ಧರ್ಮ ಅನ್ ಕಲ್ಯಾಣ ಧರ್ಮ ಇತ್ಯತ್ರ ಅಕಾರಸ್ಯ ಯಸ್ಯೇತಿ ಚ ಇತಿ ಲೋಪಃ ಕಲ್ಯಾಣ ಧರ್ಮನ್ ಕಲ್ಯಾಣ ಧರ್ಮ ಕಲ್ಯಾಣ ಧರ್ಮಾಣೌ ಕಲ್ಯಾಣ ಧರ್ಮಾನಃ. ಲೈಕ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ರಾಜಾ ರಾಜಾನೌ ರಾಜಾನಃ ದ ನಕಾರಾಂತ ದ ನಕಾರಾಂತ ಪ್ರಾತಿಪದಿಕ ಪ್ರಥಮ ಏಕವಚನೆ ಕಲ್ಯಾಣ ಧರ್ಮ ಇತಿ ಶ್ರೂಯತೆ. ಕೇವಲಾತ್ ಕಿಂ ಪರಮಃ ಸ್ವಃ ಧರ್ಮಃ ಯಸ್ಯ ಇತಿ ತ್ರಿಪದೇ ಬಹುವ್ರೀಹೌ ಮಾಭೂತ್. ಕೇವಲಾತ್ ಪೂರ್ವಪದಾತ್ ಇತ್ಯಸ್ಯ ಕೋರ್ಥಃ ಧರ್ಮ ಶಬ್ದಾತ್ ಪೂರ್ವತ್ವೇನ ಕೇವಲಃ ಪೂರ್ವ ಕೇವಲಂ ಪೂರ್ವಪದಮೇವ ಭವೇತ್ ಅನ್ಯತ್ ಕಿಮಪಿ ನ ಭವೇತ್. ಯತ್ರ ತ್ರಿಪದಃ ಬಹುವ್ರೀಹಿಃ ಪರಮಃ ಸ್ವಃ ಧರ್ಮಃ ಯಸ್ಯ ಇತಿ ಬಹುವ್ರೀಹೌ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಪರಮ ಸ್ವ ಅಂಡ್ ಧರ್ಮ. ಸೊ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ಧರ್ಮ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಪ್ರಿಸೀಡೆಡ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಬೈ ದ ಪೂರ್ವಪದ. ಆಸ್ ವಿ ಸಾ ಸಮ್ವೇರ್ ಅರ್ಲಿಯರ್ ಪೂರ್ವಪದ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಅ ಕಂಪೌಂಡ್. Uttarapada means the last part of a compound. Now, dharma is preceded by the Purvapada and also something in between. Ataha, paramasvadharmaha itteva bhavati. Paramaha svaha dharmaha yasya iti vigrahe, tripade vahovrihau, paramasvadharmaha itteva bhavati. Svashabdo hi iha, nakevalam Purvapadam, hintu madhyamatvad apekshikam. So, it is the middle word. It is not just a Purvapada. It requires something else, apekshikam. It requires something else as a Purvapada, since it is the middle word of a Bahuvrihi. But you find cases where, even though there are three words in the compound, anich is found. Sandigdha sadhya dharma ityasti. Tatra katham iti samshayaha. Sandigdha sadhya dharma ityasti anich nakarantasya prathamaikavachane dharma iti shruyate. Tatra katham anich iti prashnaha kevalat ityuchyate. Sandigdha sadhya dharma ityadautu karmadharaya purvapadaha bahuvrihihi. So this is bahuvrihi, but not tripada bahuvrihi. Trayanam padanam yugapad bahuvrihihi na. What then? Karmadharaya purvapadaha bahuvrihihi. You initially do a karmadharaya for the first two words. Sandigdham cha sadhyam cha. Okay, so he to whom the sadhya, that which is to be done, is sandigdha, is doubtful. That is he who is doubtful about his dharma. That is the meaning of the compound. So sandigdham cha sadhyam cha. Sandigdham cha asau. Tat sadhyam cha. Sandigdham cha tat sadhyam cha. Neelam utpalam iti vat. Sandigdham sadhyam iti karmadharaya samasaha. So with that karmadharaya samasa, sandigdha sadhyaha dharmaha yasya saha iti bahuvrihihi. Idani kevalam purvapadam eva asti. It is a single purvapada. Unlike the previous case, yatra tripadaha bahuvrihihi. When three words are simultaneously combining to form a bahuvrihi, there it is not a kevala purvapada. Whereas here, if you do a karmadharaya initially, that whole word is now the purvapada for bahuvrihi. Sandigdha sadhyaha dharmaha yasya saha. Nidani dharmadanich kevala nityanena anich bhavitumarhati sandigdha sadhya dharma iti bhavati. Evam tu paramasva dharma ityapi sadhya. Sadhveva. So if you take this logic, even in paramaha svaha dharmaha yasya, you can first combine the parama and swa in a karmadharaya. Paramaha svaha paramasvaha. Paramasvaha dharmaha yasya iti adikriyate. Ado karmadharayam krutva tataha bahuvrihihi. Initially we apply the karmadharaya. With that compound word you do bahuvrihi. Tada tatrapi anich bhavatyeva. So even there you can have anich. So you will have paramasvadharma and paramasvadharmaha. So if there are three words, you can have both. If you do a bahuvrihi simultaneously for the three words, there is no anich. Otherwise, if you initially do combine first two in a samasa and then combine it as a bahuvrihi, there will be anich. So there are two forms. If there is kevala purvapada, if there are only two words in the bahuvrihi, then it is compulsory anich. Evantu paramasva dharma ityapi sadhveva, nivritti dharma, anuchitti dharma ityadivat. There are other forms. Nivritti dharma. So there, ni and vritti initially combine in tatpurusha samasa. Then you have the bahuvrihi. Similarly, anuchitti dharma, na and uchitti first combine in nai samasa and then you have a bahuvrihi. So in all these cases, you have two forms. Okay, I mean not in all these cases. In these cases, you have to compulsorily combine this in a samasa. Okay, in case of sandigdha sadhya dharma or paramasva dharma, there is an option. You can either do a tripada bahuvrihi or karmadharaya followed by bahuvrihi. But in nivritti dharma and anuchitti dharma, it has to first compulsorily form a satpurusha samasa, only then it can form a bahuvrihi. So in all these cases, you still have anich, because it is a single compound word which is the purvapada. Astu, dharmadanich kevalat ichyate, atra purvapadat iti nasti. It says kevalat. How do we interpret it as kevalat purvapadat? పూర్వపదం తు బహువ్రీహిణ ఆక్షిప్యతే. సో బికాస్ దిస్ ఇస్ బహువ్రీహౌ ఇది ఉచ్యతే, కేవలాత్ ఇది కిం భవితుం అర్హతి. కేవలాత్ ఇస్ పంచమి విచ్ ఇస్ ఫాలోడ్ బై ఓన్లీ. ఓన్లీ వాట్ ఇన్ అ సమాస ఇట్ కెన్ ఓన్లీ బి అ పూర్వపద. సో వీ కాల్ ఇట్ అస్ అన్ ఆక్షేప. సో దట్ విచ్ ఇస్ ఇన్ఫర్డ్ బికాస్ ఇట్ ఇస్ అ సమాస ప్రకరణ. సో వెన్ యు సే ప్రిసీడెడ్ బై ఓన్లీ, ఓన్లీ వాట్ కేవలాత్ పూర్వపదాత్ ఇది ఆక్షేపాన్ లభ్యతే. బై ఇన్ఫరెన్స్ యూ కెన్ డైరెక్ట్లీ గెట్ ఇట్. సో ద నెక్స్ట్ సూత్ర జంభా సుహరిత తృణ సోమేభ్య. పదద్వయమస్తి జంభా సుహరిత తృణ సోమేభ్య. సో జంభా ఇది కృత సమాసాంతం నిపాత్యతే. సో జంభా ఇస్ ఆల్రెడీ విత్ ద సమాసాంత విచ్ ఇస్ అగైన్ అనిచ్. ధర్మాదనిచ్ కేవలాదిత్యత అనిచ్ ఇది అనువర్తతే. అత జంభ ఇది అకారాంతాత్ అనిచ్ ఇది సమాసాంతే కృతే జంభన్ ఇది భవతి. తస్య ప్రథమైకవచనే జంభా. సో ద వర్డ్ జంభ గెట్స్ అనిచ్ వెన్ ప్రిసీడెడ్ బై సుహరిత తృణ సోమేభ్య. వెన్ దీస్ ఫోర్ వర్డ్స్ సుహరిత తృణ అండ్ సోమ ద వర్డ్ జంభ గెట్స్ అనిచ్. వాట్ ఇస్ జంభ? జంభ భక్షే దంతే చ. జంభ ఇదర్ మీన్స్ ఫుడ్ ఆర్ టీత్. శోభన జంభ అస్య సుజంభ. సో హీ హూ హాస్ గుడ్ ఆర్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ టీత్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ సుజంభ. సుజంభ అన్ సుజంభన్ తస్య ప్రథమైకవచనే సుజంభ. హరిత జంభ హరిత జంభ యస్య సహ. సో వేర్ ద ఇదర్ ఐ మీన్ ఐ డోంట్ నో ఇఫ్ టీత్ క్యాన్ బి గ్రీన్ బట్ ఫుడ్ క్యాన్ బి. ఐ మీన్ క్యాటల్ విచ్ ఫీడ్ ఆన్ గ్రీన్ ఫోడర్ హరిత జంభ అస్య సహ హరిత జంభ. తృణ జంభ తృణం జంభ యస్య సహ దట్ ఇస్ దట్ విచ్ ఫీడ్స్ ఆన్ గ్రాస్. తృణం జంభ నామ భక్ష్యం యస్య సహ అథవా తృణమివ దంతాః యస్య. టీత్ లైక్ గ్రాస్ దట్ ఇస్ వెరీ థిన్ ఆర్ వెరీ షార్ప్ ఆర్ సంథింగ్. సో తృణమివ దంతాః యస్య ఇత్యర్థే తృణ జంభ. సోమజంభ సోమ జంభ అస్య. సో సోమ ఇస్ ద ఫుడ్ దట్ విచ్ ఫీడ్స్ ఆన్ ద సోమా లీవ్స్ ఆర్ ద సోమా జ్యూస్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ సోమ జంభ అస్య సహ. So in all these cases, when preceded by Su, Harita, Trina and Soma, the word Jambha gets anich as Samasanta. Swadibhyah kim? So why say only these? That is Su, Harita, Trina and Soma. Elsewhere, when preceded by other words, there is no anich. Patita Jambhaha. Patitaha Jambhaha yasya saha. He whose teeth have fallen, Patita Jambhaha. Iti akarantam eva bhavati, nakarantam. Anich na bhavati. దక్షిణేర్మ లుబ్ధయోగే తత్రాపి కృత సమాసాంతః నిపాత్యతే. సో సింగల్ వర్డ్ ఇస్ గివెన్ అస్ నిపాతన. దక్షిణేర్మ దక్షిణే ఈర్మం నామ వ్రణం యస్య సహ దట్ విచ్ హాస్ అ వూండ్ ఆన్ ఇట్స్ రైట్ సైడ్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ దక్షిణేర్మ. ఇట్ ఇస్ అగైన్ నకారాంత దక్షిణేర్మన్ ఇది నకారాంతం నిపాత్యతే. మృగ అ డీర్ ఆర్ సమ్ అనిమల్ లుబ్ధయోగే లుబ్ధః నామ వ్యాధః. So, vyadhena krutavranaha. It means its wound is due to a hunter. Lubdha yoge eva dakshinerma. Anyatha dakshinermaha itisyat. If it's simply a wound which is not caused by a hunter, it will be dakshinermaha akarantam bhavati. Lubdha yoge dakshinerma iti rupam nipatyate. Padrimam sutram asti ich karma vyatihare. We've already seen this sutra. Karma vyatihare yo bahuvrihihi. So which is the karma vyatihara bahuvrihi? What is karma vyatihara? I think I've told this earlier. Which is the samasa? Karma vatihara. So karma vatihara means, okay, see if there's somebody helping. Yes, Usha.
Isn't that same Kesha Keshi Dandanandi?
Yes, that is the one which is intended. Correct. So, karma vetihara is paraspara, anyonya kriya. That is, you grab his hair and he grabs your hair. So, paraspara kriya etirasti saha karma vetihara, anyonya kriya eva karma vetihara iti uchyate. Tatra teneyam iti sarupe. Iti samasa hatra vivakshita. Samasa by the rule tatra teneyam iti sarupe. So, tritiyante praharane vishaye, saptamyante grahana vishaye. Idam yuddham pravrittam ityarthe samasyete. Saha bahuvrihi, we've seen that. So in that context you have this. Okay. So karma vitihare yo bahuvrihi tasmat ich syat. Ich iti samasanto bhavati. Kesha keshi musala musali. So kesheshu kesheshu grahitva idam yuddham pravrittam ityarthe kesha kesha ityasti anyebhyo vidrishyate itinena dirghaha kesha kesha I ich iti samasantaha akarasya seti cha iti lope kesha keshi musala musali ityadi agrimam sutram asti dvidandyadibhyascha sorry Vidandyadibhyaha cha iti padadvayam. Ich karma vyatihare ityataha ich iti anuvartate. Vidandyadibhyaha iti chaturthi. Tadarthye chaturthi esha. Tadarthye chaturthi vacha iti for that. That is, esham siddhyartham ich pratyaha syat. So, vidandyadi iti ganaha. It is a class of words. He has listed out a few words. So, to generate these words, we have to add ich as the samasanta. Dvau dandau yasmin praharane. So that in which there are two sticks. That is that fight in which both of them are carrying sticks and they are fighting. So that is dvidandi praharanam. Dvidanda ityasti tasmat ich iti samasantaha dvidandi iti bhavati. Dvidandi praharanam. So it is a fight in which there are two staffs or two sticks are involved. Dvi musali, dvau musalau yasmin. Ubha hasti, ubhaya hasti. Ubhayau hastau yasmin or ubhau hastau yasmin. So that in which there are two hands, that is wrestling, fighting with both hands. So ubha hasti ityapi bhavati, ubhaya hasti ityapi bhavati. Ubha shabdena samase ubha hasti, ubhaya shabdena samase ubhaya hasti. Ubhayatva dirghaha api asti. Just like in Kesha Keshi, we have dirgha by anveshvapi drishyate. So ubha hasti, ubhaya hasti. So by rudhi, all these mean a fight. Okay? So not some work in which you do, you use both hands is not termed ubha hasti. Okay, yasmin praharane athava yuddhe ityeva diyate. So, by context and by convention, all these are used in the context of fight only. The next one, prasambhyam janunoho dhyuhu. There is a typing error in this, or probably a scanning. In scanning, it should be dhyuhu. The u mark is not seen. Abhyam parayoho janu shabdayoho dnyuhu adeshahasyat bahubrihau. So the word janu, when preceded by pra and sam, will get nyu as the adesha. Okay, samasanta replaces janu. Okay, it is not a pratyaya, then it is not added next to janu. It replaces janu. when it is in a Bahuvrihi Samasa preceded by pra or sam. Pragate Januni Yasya. He who has lost his knees. Janu means knee. It is probably due to old age or something where his knees are not fit. So, Prajnuhu. Pra Janu it is sthite. Janu ityasya gnyu iti adeshe. Prajnuhu. Evam samnyuhu. Shobhane Januni Yasya Saha. He whose knees are good, probably well, good in shape or good in fitness. Therefore, samnyuhu. Okay, sam janu itasthite janu shabdasya gnyu iti adeshe samnyuhu. Urdhvad vibhasha. When preceded by the word urdhva, janunohu iti anuvartate. Urdhvad vibhasha iti padadvayam. Janunohu gnyuhu iti anuvartate. So the word janu is optionally replaced by gnyu when preceded by urdhva. Urdhve januni yasya saha urdhva gnyuhu athama urdhva januhu. Sitting with his knees drawn up. Ityarthe urdhva gnyuhu athava urdhva januhu. Any questions? There is... Yes, Usha?
The question is, you said jamban is the word and jamba is the prathama ekvachan. Then why somaha, jambaha, yasya saha?
Jambha is akaranta. Once you do the samasanta, yada anichiti samasantaha kriyate, tataha jambhan iti nakarantam bhavati. So anich is applied only after we do the samasa. So before we do it, it is akaranta.
Okay.
So you have soma jambha an, which becomes soma jambhan. So after that, soma jambha.
Dhanyavaad.
So any other questions? There's a question here. So sujambha iti irrespective of the linga, sujambhan it is nakaranta. Yes, I think there is no sujambhan. Yeah, anobahuvrihehe. There is a rule in stipate which says an ananta bahuvrihi will not have the neep as the samasanta. So it will either remain nakaranta or it can be akaranta in strilinga. Okay. So if it is a strilinga, the prathama ekavachana will be still sujambha, but it can either be akaranta, like rama rame ramaha, you can have it as sujambha, sujambhe, sujambhaha, or sujambha, sujambhanau, sujambhanaha. In pullinga, it is always nakaranta. Sujambha, sujambhanau, sujambhanaha itteva. Strilinge tu dvedhapi rupam bhavati. Dabantam ekam rupam, nakarantam ekam rupam. Into prathamaika vachane tu sujambha itteva. Any other questions? Dhanushascha. Dhanurantasya bahuvrihehe anangadeshah syat. So bahuvrihehe te anuvartate. Anang is there in... the previous sutra. Just a second. Sorry. So 131. To see. I'm sorry. I didn't look up which is the previous sutra, but there is anang which is coming as the anuvritti. Okay. So dhanushaha anang iti adeshaha bhavati. Anang is Nit. Okay. So because it is Nit, we have a special sutra called Nitcha, so it will be Antadesha. Dhanush ityatra antasya. Arthati shakarasya sthane an iti adeshaha bhavati. Dhanurantasya bahuvrihehe anang adeshaha syat. So you have dhanush iti shakarantam. Tata shakarasya sthane an iti adeshaha bhavati. Dhanu an ikoyanasi ityanena yanadeshe dhanvan. So the word dhanush is converted to dhanvan, nakaranta, when it is part of a bahuvrihi samasa. Shangadhanva. Shangam Dhanuhu Yasya Saha. He whose bow is Shanga, is named Shanga. So Shangam Dhanuhu Yasya, Shanga Dhanush, Tatra Shakarasya An Ityadesha, Shanga Dhanvan Itinakarantam. Shanga Dhanva, Shanga Dhanvanu, Shanga Dhanvanaha. So Shanga Dhanva Gadadharaha, it is the name of Vishnu. The bow of Vishnu is called Shanga. So similarly, you can have the other things, Gandiva Dhanva, Kodanda Dhanva, etc. So whenever there is Dhanush in a Bahuvrihi, you have Anang as the Adesha. Va Samyaya. Dhanushaha iti anuvartate, Anang iti anuvartate. So Samyaya, if it is a name of a person, a proper name, then it is optional. The Anang Adesha is optional. Shatadhanva, Shatadhanuhu. Shatam Dhanumshi Yasya Saha. So it does not literally mean a person who has 100 bows. It is a name of a person. So tada Shatadhanva ityapi bhavitum arhati, Shatadhanuhu ityapi bhavitum arhati. It's just the name of a king. Agrimam sutramasti jayaya ning. The word jaya bahuvriha vityana vartate. Jayantasya bahuvrihehe ning adeshah syat. The word jaya, jaya means wife. So when it is found at the end of a bahuvrihi samasa, it gets ning as the adesha. Ning ityapi nit, nitvat jaya ityatra akarasya sthane ni iti adeshah bhavati. Akara is it, so jaya ni. Jaya ityatra antyasya akarasya sthane ni iti adeshah. Jayu ni ityasti. Asyam sthitam agrimam sutram lopo vyor vali. Lopaha vyoho vali iti padatrayam. Vakara yakara yoho vali lopaha syat. Whenever vakara or yakara is followed by any val, val is all consonants except yakara. Right? Hayavarat ityatra vakara darabhya hal paryantam pratyaharaha. So yakaram atirichya anye sarve vyanjana varanaha val ityanena gushyante. Ataha, when v or y is followed by any consonant other than yakara, they are deleted. So that is why you find the samyuktakshar of v only with ya, kavya ityadishu. Yakare pare lopahana bhavati, anyatra sarvatra lopo bhavati. Adha, atra jayu ni ityasti, yakarasya lope jani iti bhavati. Okay, jaya is converted to jani when it is at the end of a bahuvrihi samasa. So then there is Umvad Bhava. The samasa we are having here is Jayaya Ninga Ityasya Udaharanam. Yuvatihi Jaya Yasya Saha. He whose wife is young. Okay, very young. Yuvatihi. It's a young woman. Yuvatihi Jaya Yasya Saha. Yuvati Jaya. Jaya Ityasya Ninga Deshaha. Yuvati Jayi Ni. Yakarasya Lope Yuvati Jani. Pumbad Bhavaha. Striyah Pumbat Ityanena Pumbad Bhave. Yuva Ja Yuvan Jani Bhavati. So the pullinga of Yuvati is Yuvan. There in Yuvan Ityatra Nakarasya Naropah Pratipadikantasya Ityanena Ropaha. Yuva Janihi. So Yuva Janihi is a man who has a young woman as his wife. Okay. There is a question, how about Vrata? Vrata shabde katham kivartham lopaha nasti. We have to look at the nishpatti. But there are words like that. There is probably a vartika because tivra ityadishapi repha paratve lopaha na drishyate. I'll check it out and let you know. There might be a vartika which prevents vakara lopa when followed by repha. Because yes, you do find vakara followed by repha. I'll let you know. Okay. अग्रिमं सूत्रमस्ति गन्धस्य इत् उत्पूति सुसुरभिभ्यः. गन्धस्य इत् उत्पूति सुसुरभिभ्यः इति त्रीणि पदानि बहुव्रीहेः इत्यस्ति. एभ्यः गन्धस्य इकारः अन्तादेशः स्यात्. सो वेन् द वर्ड् गन्ध इस् प्रिसीडेड् बै उत् पूति सु सुरभि. ओके, सो दीस् फोर् वर्ड्स्, देन् देर् इस् इकारा एस् द अन्तादेश फार् गन्ध. ओके, सो इन् आल् दीस् केसस् इट् इस् एन् आदेश विच् इस् एक्टिङ्ग् एस् अ समासान्त, दट् इस् अट् द एण्ड् आफ् द समास. यु डोण्ट् हेव् अ प्रत्यय, यु हेव् एन् आदेश फार् द प्रकृति इट्सेल्फ्. सो गन्ध इत्यस्य अन्त्यस्य अकारस्य स्थाने इकारादेशे गन्धि इति भवति. उद्गन्धिः, उद्गतः गन्धः यस्य सः, दट् इन् विच् द स्मेल् इस् वेरि एविडेण्ट्, इट् इस् वेरि नोटिसेबल्. सो उद्गन्धिः. पूतिगन्धिः, पूति इस् अ बेड् स्मेल्. ओके, पूतिगन्धिः दट् विच् इस् राटन् आर् सम्थिङ्ग्. पूतिः गन्धः यस्य सः पूतिगन्धिः. सुगन्धिः, शोभनः गन्धः यस्य सः, दट् विच् हेज् अ प्लेसेण्ट् फ्रेग्रेन्स् इस् काल्ड् सुगन्धिः. सुरभिगन्धिः, सुरभिः गन्धः यस्य सः सुरभिगन्धिः. सो वेन् प्रिसीडेड् बै दीस् फोर् वर्ड्स् द वर्ड् गन्ध गेट्स् इकार एस् द अन्तादेश. गन्धस्य इत्वे तदेकान्तग्रहणम् इति वार्तिकम्. सो दिस् वार्तिक सेस् गन्धस्य इत्वे, वेन् यु आर् रिप्लेसिङ्ग् गन्ध, दट् इस् डूयिङ्ग् एन् इकारादेश फार् गन्ध, तद् एकान्तग्रहणम्. एकान्तः एकदेशः इव अविभागेन लक्ष्यमाणः इत्यर्थः. सो वेन् द गन्ध दट् इस् द स्मेल् इस् अपियरिङ्ग् एस् एकान्त, एकान्त इस् द एकदेश, अ पार्ट् आफ् दट्, दट् इस् वेन् यु से सम्थिङ्ग् लैक् सुगन्धि पुष्पम्, a flower which is very fragrant, you cannot separate the flower and the fragrance, right? Abhibhagena lakshyamanah, that which is not seen as separate. So the entire flower appears fragrant, you cannot see the gandha as separate from the pushpa. So sugandhi salilam, so a fragrant water, so even there you cannot separate the fragrance and water. Sugandhihi vayuhu, a fragrant, when air is fragrant. Na iha shobhanaha gandhaha dravyani asya sugandhaha apanikaha, a shopkeeper who sells fragrant items. So even there gandha refers to the sugandha dravya. So shobhanaha gandhaha yasya saha, there you can see the fragrant material completely separate from the shopkeeper, it is not mixed with him. So in that case you will not have इकारादेश. सुगन्धः आपणिकः, सो ही पोसेसस् फ्राग्रेण्ट् ऐटम्स् बट् द फ्राग्रेन्स् इस् नाट् एकान्त, इस् नाट् अ पार्ट् आफ् द आपणिक, द शाप्कीपर् हिम्सेल्फ्. अल्पाख्यायाम् गन्धस्य इत् इति अनुवर्तते. अल्पाख्यायाम् वेन् द वर्ड् गन्ध is used in the sense of little. Okay, alpakhya supasya gandhaha yasmin tat supagandhi bhojanam, that in which there is very little of the soup or the supa, that is whatever the thing made of vegetables. So atra gandha shabdasya leshaha ityartha, it means very little. Evam ghrita gandhi bhojanam, ghritasya gandhaha. It is just for the sake of tradition, it is as if they are serving ghee, but there is very little of the ghee. So ghrita gandhi ityasya, it does not mean that it smells of ghee. Actually, there is no smell of ghee because it is very little. Ataha alpakhyayam, when the word gandha is used to convey the sense of alpa, very little, tada it iti adeshaha bhavati. So even for words other than ut, puti, su, surabhi. सो तत्र तु गन्धः इत्येव अर्थः. अत्र तु अल्पाख्यायाम् अन्येभ्योऽपि परस्य गन्धशब्दस्य इकारादेशो भवति. घृतगन्धि, गन्धः गन्धक आमोदे लेशे, द विश्वकोश सेस् लेशे, लेशः नाम अल्पः अल्पः इत्यर्थे गन्धशब्दस्य प्रयोगः अस्ति तस्मिन् अर्थे इकारादेशो भवति गन्धशब्दस्य उपमानाच्च एंड आल्सो व्हेन इट इज प्रीसीडेड बाय एन उपमाना पद्मस्य इव गन्धः यस्य सः पद्मगन्धिः सो दैट व्हिच हैज फ्रैग्रेंस लाइक द लोटस पद्मस्य इव गन्धः यस्य सः पद्मगन्धिः मत्स्यगन्धिः सो दैट वाज द नेम ऑफ सत्यवती इन द महाभारत शी हैड स्मेल लाइक द फिश So in all that cases, we have ikara as the adesha. There are three cases. One, when gandha is preceded by utu, puti, susurabhi. Second, when it indicates very little quantity. And third, when it is preceded by an upamana. In other cases, it will be gandhaha. Next, the word pada. पादस्य लोपः हस्त्यादिभ्यः उपमानात् इति अनुवर्तते हस्त्यादिवर्जितात् उपमानात् परस्य पादशब्दस्य लोपः स्यात् बहुव्रीहौ सो द वर्ड पाद व्हेन इट इज प्रीसीडेड बाय एन उपमाना अदर देन हस्त्यादिभ्यः दोज विच आर टोल्ड इन द गण हस्त्यादि गण So other than those, when the word pada is preceded by an upamana, there is lopa. It is deleted. Alontyasya ityanena antyasya lopaha. So the ending akara will be deleted. Padasya lopaha hastyadityaha. So how is this a samasanta is a question. Samasanta is that which is added at the end. Now lopa is you are deleting something. So how can it be a samasanta? Sthanidvarena ayam samasantaha. Through its sthani, that is the thing which was deleted, the letter which was deleted was at the end of a samasa. That is why we treat this also as samasanta. Even though lopa is not a part of the samasa, it is just a deletion of a part of it, it is still treated as samasanta because its sthani, that is the that which was deleted, happened to be at the end of a samasa. Vyaghrasya iva padau isya saha. So he whose feet are like that of a tiger, Vyaghrapat, Vyaghrapada iti sthite, Padasya lopaha ityanena lope, Vyaghrapat. Hastyadibhyaha kim, Hastipadaha. So if the word is in the Hastyadi gana, there is no deletion of akara, Hastipadaha, Hastinaha iva padau isya saha. He whose feet resemble that of an elephant, and Kusula padaha. Kusula means a granary. Okay, that in which grains are stored. So, kusulaha iva padau. So, what is the sense? Maybe they are huge feet ityarthe syat. And, I don't know. Kusula padaha. Okay. Kumbhapadishucha iti agrimam sutram. Kumbhapadyadishu padasya lopaha neepcha nipatyate striyam. So, these words which are in the Kumbhapadi Gana, they are all Strilinga words. So, Kumbha Pada itisthite, Tatra Padasya Lopaha Bhavati, Akarasya Lopaha. So, you have Kumbha Pada, Neep Api Bhavati, Strilinga Neep Pratyaha Api Nipatyate. So, you have Kumbha Pada E, Padahpata iti Sutramasti. So, the word Pat is replaced by Pat when there is Bhasamya. Okay, that is when followed by an ajadi pratyaya. So the pad is replaced by pat, so it becomes kumbhapad e kumbhapadi. Kumbhaha iva padau yasyaha. Feet like pots. Striyam kim kumbhapadaha. So if it is, since it is only in strilinga, pullinge to kumbhapadaha ityeva bhavati. संख्या सुपूर्वस्य when the same पादस्य इति अनुवर्तते लोपः इत्यपि अनुवर्तते पादस्य लोपः स्यात् समासान्तः बहुव्रीहौ संख्या सुपूर्वस्य सो व्हेन इट इज प्रीसीडेड ईदर बाय अ संख्या अ नंबर और व्हेन इट इज प्रीसीडेड बाय सु द्विपात द्वौ पादौ यस्य सः द्विपात एवं शोभनौ पादौ यस्य सः सुपात उभयत्रापि लोपः उच्यते so this is not an upamana so when it is preceded by sankhya or su it gets lopa okay. so there is a question how about the name vyaghrapada vyaghrapada it's the name of a sage it's also supposed to be a grammarian no idea व्याघ्रपाद इति नाम अस्ति तस्य कथं साधुत्वं संज्ञावाचकत्वात् वा द्रष्टव्यम् ओके व्याघ्रपाद इस् नाट् पतञ्जलि ओके इट् इस् अ डिफरेण्ट् सेज् इट् इस् असोसियेटेड् वित् पतञ्जलि ओके एस्पेशलि देर् इस् अ लेजेण्ड् इन् वित् रेफरेन्स् टु चिदम्बरम् विच् मेन्शन्स् बोत् व्याघ्रपाद एण्ड् पतञ्जलि There are two different sages, but yes, there is the name. Okay, it's the name of a sage. So, Vyaghrapada, Kimartham Lopaha Na. Okay. Yeah, Chidambare, that is the famous thing of both Patanjali with its snake head and Vyaghrapada with the tiger's feet. Okay. So, I'll look it up. So, there are two points. One is Vyaghrapada, the other was... लोपोव्यर्वलि इत्यनेन लोपः किमर्थं न भवति दृष्ट्वा वदामि सो अग्रिमं सूत्रमस्ति वयसि दन्तस्य दतृ दन्तशब्दस्य दतृ इति आदेशः भवति संख्यासुपूर्वस्य इति अनुवर्तते संख्यासुपूर्वस्य दन्तस्य दतृ इति आदेशः स्यात् Vayasi. So, Danta is replaced by Datru when preceded by Sankhya and Su when the Samasa also indicates an H. Okay. For example, Dvidan ityasti. Dvau Dantau Yasya Saha. Dvi Danta ityasthite. Danta ityasya sthane Datru iti adesha. Dvi Datru. Datru ityatra Rukarasya itsamya. So, Dvi Datru iti bhavati. Yatha पठन् इति भवति तथा द्विदन् पठन् पठन्तौ पठन्तः एवं द्विदन् द्विदन्तौ द्विदन्तः तकारान्तशब्दः द्विदन् इति भवति एवं चतुर्दन् चत्वारः दन्ताः यस्य सः चतुर्दन् इट् इण्डिकेट्स् अ चैल्ड् विच् हेज़् ओन्ली टु टीत् विच् हेव् स्प्रौटेड् ओके सो इट् इण्डिकेट्स् दट् इट्स् अ वेरि स्माल् चैल्ड् Similarly, where the tail in which there are four teeth. So, that is also a small child. Shat dantaha asya shodhan. So, it refers to a progressive development of a child where initially it has two teeth, then four teeth and then six teeth. So, there is a reference to the age. Okay, it refers to the age of the child. So, sudan or sudati. So, again, sudan is that which has well-formed teeth. Okay. So, that is again an age in which the child has all the teeth which are sprouted and which looks good. Okay? So, all these cases where it refers to a vayas, a particular age. So, shodan. Yes, we saw this shodan earlier. Right. So, shasha utvam, dha, dat, ityadishu. We saw shodha, shodan and shodasha. Dasha. Datr dhasu. Okay, so that was with reference to the shash. Okay, the word shash gets utva as the adesha. Here it is the danta which gets datr as the samasanta. Okay. So sudan sudati. Vayasi kim. What does it mean when you say vayasi? Dvidantaha kari. Dvau dantau yasya saha dvidantaha kari. An elephant which has two tusks. So, it does not refer to the age. An elephant will always have only two tusks, okay? Not in a particular age. So, in a human being, if you say it has only two teeth, it refers to a particular age. Whereas in case of something like an elephant, So there is no reference to the age. It just states that it has two teeth. Sudantaha nataha. So an actor with beautiful teeth. So the teeth is not natural. That is, he has done something with an artificial set of teeth. But it does not again refer to the age. So if there is no reference to the age, there is no datra adesha. So the adesha happens only in reference to the age. Striyam samyayam. Dantasya datru iti anuvartate. Bahuvrihau iti anuvartate. Dantasya datru syat samasantaha bahuvrihau. Striyam, if it is in strilinga and if it is a samya, a proper name. So, in bahuvrihi we have datru adesha as the samasanta. Okay. So, danta becomes datru. On that we have neep. In strilinga, ugitashta ityanena neep bhavati, so it becomes dati, ayodati, phaladati. These are names. Ayodati, ayaha eva dantaha. She whose teeth are like iron, with tough teeth ityarthaha. But it is not used as an adjective, it is the name of a person. Similarly, phaladati, with very wide teeth ityarthe, but it is a name. Samyayam kim, samadanti, if it is a person who has even teeth. Samaha dantaha yasyasa, a girl with even teeth. So if it is not a name, it is used as an adjective, then there is no datradesha. Okay. Samadanta, tasmat svangajyopasarjanadityanena nish bhavati samadanti iti rupam. Datru iti adeshaha na bhavati. It happens only in strilinga if it is a samnya. Vibhasha shyamarokabhyam. Dantasya datru iti anuvartate. Vibhasha vikalpena dantasya datradeshaha bhavati. Shyava arokabhyam parasya. When preceded by shyava and aroka. The words shyava and aroka. Shyavadan, shyavadantaha. Shyavaha dantaha yasyasaha. Shyava is a grayish color or an ash color. Okay, so the teeth which are not maintained well, so if they are very grayish or dull colored, it is shyavadan, athava shyavadantaha. Datradeshe krute shyavadan, tadabhave shyavadantaha. Evam eva arokadan, arokadantaha. Aroka is again that which is not shiny, that which has lost its sheen. It is arokadan, arokadantaha. Ubhayatra vikalpena datradeshah bhavati. Agranta shuddha shubhra vrusha varahebhyascha. Dantasya datru iti anuvartate. Agranta shuddha shubhra vrusha varahebhyaha. So when the word danta is preceded by agranta, it is preceded by a compound ending in agra. Or when it is preceded by shuddha shubhra vrusha and varaha. So we have the datradesha. Kudmalagradan. Kudmalagraha iva dantaha yasya saha. Kudmalagra is the agranta. That is a compound word ending in agra. That is the purvapada for danta. So kudmalagra is the tip of the buds. Okay, the flower buds. So the tip of it is called the kudmalagra. Kudmalagraha iva dantaha. He whose teeth resemble the buds, the tips of the buds of flowers. That is very nicely shaped teeth. Kudmalagradan optionally, so kudmalagradantaha ityapi bhavati. Evam shuddhadan shuddhadantaha with neat or clean teeth. Shubhradan shubhradantaha, the same, very white and shiny teeth. Vrishadan vrishadantaha, varahadan varahadantaha. The meanings are obvious. So with teeth which are like that of a pig, that is overgrowing teeth, etc. So that is all about the danta shabda. So the next is kakudasya avasthayam lopaha. The word kakuda avasthayam, again when it indicates a stage like age, so lopaha, it also gets lopa. लाइक द लोप ऑफ पाद शब्द अत्रापि लोपः उच्यते अन्त्यस्य अकारस्य लोपः अजात ककुत् अजातः ककुदः यस्य सः ककुद इज रेफर्स टू द हंप ऑफ द बुल सो दैट हंप इज कॉल्ड ककुद अजातः ककुदः यस्य सः सो अ काफ विच डज नॉट येट हैव इट्स हंप फॉर्म इज कॉल्ड अजात ककुत् पूर्ण ककुत् द यंग बुल विच हैज its hump completely formed it is called purna kakut so it indicates the stage of life it is young I mean that which is in its childhood and that which is young ityarthe kakudasya antyasya akarasya lopo bhavati trikakut parvate trayaha kakudaha yasya saha athava trini kakudani asya So here Kakuda refers to the peak. A mountain which has three peaks is Trikatkut. Samnya Esha Parvata Visheshasya. It is the name of a particular mountain. Trikakudaha Anyaha. So if it is any other mountain which just has three peaks, then there is no Lopa. When it refers to the name of that particular mountain, there is Lopa. So Trikakut is the name of a particular mountain. Udvibhyam kakudasya. The word kakuda. Kakuda is different from kakuda. Okay. Kakuda. Kakuda is the hump. Kakuda is the palate. Okay. So the talu is also called kakuda. So udvibhyam kakudasya. The word kakuda gets lopa. That is the ending akara is deleted when preceded by ut and v. Okay. So ut kakuda. Vikakut, kakudam talu. So utkakut, so that in which the palate is swollen or you know raised. Ityartha. Vikakut, where there is some vigataha kakudaha yasya saha. Palate is gone or probably it is this book gives it as perforated by disease. Okay, he again has a doubt about the meaning. So utkakut and vikakut. Purnad vibhasha. So, kakudasya lopaha iti anuvartate. Kakudasya iti punaha lopaha iti. So, purnat, when the word kakuda is preceded by the word purna, it is optionally deleted. Purna kakut, purna kakudaha. Lope krite purna kakut, tadabhave purna kakudaha. Suhrid Durhudav Mitra Mitrayohu. So the words Suhrid and Durhud are given as Nipatana when they indicate Mitra and Amitra. Mitra is a friend, Amitra is an enemy. So a friend is called Suhrid and an enemy is called Durhud. Okay, it is from the word Hridaya. Shobhanam Hridayam Yasya Saha. He who has a good heart. Suhridaya. It is said. Hridaya ityasya hrid iti adeshaha samasantaha mitre arthe. Only when it means a friend. Suhrid ityasya mitram ityeva arthaha. Evam durhrid. Dushtam hridayam yasya saha. Tatrapi durhridaya ityatra hridaya ityasya hrid iti adeshaha bhavati. Sudurbhyam hridayasya hridbhavaha nipatyate. Suhrin mitram durhrid amitraha. Anyatra suhrudayaha durhrudayaha. So suhrudaya, it's not a friend. It is anybody who has a good heart. Similarly, durhrudayaha is anybody who is evil, not necessarily an enemy. So only when it means a friend or an enemy, there is hrudadesha. Suhrud and durhrud. Okay. I think we'll stop here. Next we have an important samasanta in Bahuvrihi, which is kap. Okay, one of the most important in Bahuvrihi. So we'll see this in the next class. Any questions? मुनित्रयं नमस्कृत्य तदुक्तीश्वरिभां विच वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुदीयं विरच्यते।